Swingology.
20 Peter Below. Ackland, that is Jay Unger and Molly Mason from The Pleasures of Winter. We also heard Barbara Martin and Mac Walter from their CD Tis the Season, and The Chieftains with help on vocals from Jackson Brown with The Rebel Jesus along with Skyline Jig. I'm Tina Owens. This is the Acoustic Cafe on your source for NPR News and NPR Talk. WMRA Harrisonburg, 90.7. WMRY Crozet Charlottesville, 103.5. WMRL Lexington, 89.9. WMLU Farmville, 91.3. And Winchester, 94.5. It's about a minute after 1 o'clock, and as promised, Robin and Linda Williams are in the WMRA studios. Very happy to have you all with us today.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
So good to be here.
Well, we are looking forward to some songs. We'd love to hear some of the stories behind the songs. And you all have a new CD. It was just released in October, so I'm sure we'll be talking a lot about that back 40 and hopefully visiting the first Christmas gift, your holiday recording from a couple years ago. So. Right. We've got a lot to do today, don't we?
We sure do. We sure do. All right, we'll start off here with kind of mix the two here. This is a Christmas song that we wrote last Christmas, last year. And so it came time for us to record in March. And we decided to put this on the new CD, the Back 40 CD, The Old Familiar House on Christmas Day. So Linda had your family in mind.
I had my family in mind. I had my father had a big family and seven kids. And when we were growing up, my brother and I were the oldest. My father was the oldest, and so we were the oldest of all the cousins. And you know, they would all come on Christmas Day and bring everybody, and they would all the cooking would be done there. You know, nobody brought. You know, it was just this wild day, and it was just It was just this ruckus the whole time. Kids running around, and my grandmother yelling at the kids, and you know, telling us to get out of here, and all the people wanting to watch a football game or whatever you know was going on back then. And I had one uncle who was deaf but could hear with a hearing aid, and he would sit in this chair and read and turn his hearing aid off all day long. And I tried to get that in the song, but we didn't quite get that in the song. But it's called The Old Familiar House on Christmas Day. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I locked the door and turned down the heat. Locked the door and let the friend the key to feed the cat so I can get away to the old familiar house on Christmas Day. In the cold midwinter, silent night, presents packed in the trunk just right. I'm heading calm and bright down the interstate to the old familiar house on Christmas Day. I'll be glad to see the old folks smile when they see how right I was raised in the old familiar house on Christmas Day. In the midnight clear, there's a guiding star leading me from afar. Nothing else would ever take the place of the old familiar house on Christmas Day. God bless the glorious cacophony, the joyful noise we're all gonna make in the old familiar house on Christmas Day. I'm gonna get me some of that Christmas cheer, hold on to it through the brand new year. The good times rally and the troubles fade in the old familiar house on Christmas Day. Thank you.
gonna get me some of that Christmas cheer. Hold on to it through the brand new year. The good times rally and the troubles fade in the old familiar house on Christmas Day. In the old familiar house on Christmas Day.
That's Robin and Linda Williams live in the WMRA studios. That song, a new one for you all, newly recorded on your CD, Back 40. It was released in October. And I guess that's the only new song on this recording, correct?
That's correct. Back 40 is a reference to 40 years of doing this for a living. We've been doing this for 40 years. It's so hard to believe. The years have flown by. And when we first started out, we had a dream to actually to have a life in music. And so far, it has worked out.
so far, so good.
Yeah, exactly. We've never had jobs. We've just made our living playing music. There have been some ups and downs and rounds and abouts, but we've always made it through. And so it's been a lot of fun. We look back as we were going to do this record. We look back at a lot of material that actually was recorded before there was digitization, you know, before it was just some of these songs never made it into the CD format. Mm-hmm. So that's where we started, going back to our first two or three records and seeing if there was anything back in those days that we still could bear to listen to. And it was fun to go back and hear who we were then. And to find these songs that actually, to us, they still stood up, the test of time.
Yeah. And then we re-recorded. We didn't use the old recordings.
Right, right.
We freshened some of the songs up which was really fun to look back and see, as Robin said, what was there for us. I wondered if you wanted to do another one of those songs, or you want to do another Christmas song.
Get to some of that stuff. Okay. Let's do a Christmas song.
All right, good. just checking. This is a song, this next Christmas song came from spending a Christmas in New York City, which, you know, we always come home from Middlebrook for Christmas and always look forward to it. But one year we were up doing some work with Prairie Home Companion and Mr. Keeler in the New York area, and he was not going to be using his apartment, and he said, why don't you stay in my apartment for a few days and spend Christmas in New York City? And we said, well, why not, you know? And so we did that, and it was just, you know, New York is such a, it's just another cacophony, you know, horns, and it's just such a noisy place. And on Christmas morning, though, we first thing we did was take the dog out for a walk, and it was we were struck by the quiet that you hear on Christmas morning, because people are all kind of shut down for that day, you know.
Right.
So, so we wrote this song, "Quiet Christmas Morn."
And yeah. I just, you know, just
go
mention
ahead.
One
please.
Thing.
Oh, please go right
is
ahead.
Is that you know, our friend Mary Chapin Carpenter put out a record a few years ago, and she put this song on it, and we couldn't be more pleased because. She knows exactly what she's doing, and this helped make us feel as if we knew what we were doing.
There's not a soul out on the street, no footprints in the fallen snow. The only moving thing I see is the curl of chimney smoke. Frost melts on the window panes, and the house is getting warm from the fire's crackling flames on a quiet Christmas morn. I walked out in that silent world. No engines roared, no sirens whined, no teasing boys chased squealing girls, and no noisy school bells chimed. No one raced off to work through the din of honking horns. There was truly peace on earth on a quiet Christmas morn.
And on a quiet Christmas morn, a child was in a stable born. Shepherds heard the baby cry, saw a new star in the sky. On a quiet Christmas morn,
stops and the bustle stills, and on this day all is calm. Forgiving kindness and goodwill soothe like a healing balm, and the hardest heart is softened by the blessing that was born when the gift of grace was offered on a quiet Christmas morn. And on a quiet Christmas morn, a child was in a stable born. Shepherds heard the baby cry, saw a new star in the sky. On a quiet Christmas morn, on a quiet Christmas morn.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thanks. Thank you.
Robin and Linda Williams, live in the WMRA studios. This is the Acoustic Cafe on a snowy Saturday. Thank you all for braving the weather to come up to the station.
Well,
it was pretty out, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
No, it wasn't bad. I was getting ready to say we've certainly driven on worse roads.
Yeah.
You know, it's warm. It's not
for
slick.
A lot less reason.
I imagine 40 years on the road. You've
yes.
seen a lot.
Yes, we have.
We have gone off the road driving 40 years on the road. But way north of here. But only a couple of little mishaps. Nothing. I'll knock on wood as I say that. But we're pretty careful. And Robin's a great driver. I'll put my money on him anytime.
And Linda's always ready.
And
Tina.
I'm always
She's
ready.
Always
that's
ready.
What, that's my. I'm always ready. I'm always ready to drive, no matter what.
I like that. Makes a good team.
Yeah.
Makes
yeah.
a good
team.
Driver. Always ready.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you all mentioned, a Prairie Home Companion and that sort of thing. I mean, over these past 40 years, you all have had some amazing experiences,
yes,
I imagine. That being one of them, being a part of that program quite a bit. What are some other highlights from these last 40 years? I mean, I'm sure there are way too many to mention. But.
Well, there have been so many. With the Prairie Home, I mean, it's been so great because we've been in these fantastic venues that we wouldn't be in any other way.
Mm-hmm.
Radio City Music Hall, Carnegie Hall. Some of these great venues that you hear about, they're
yeah.
iconic venues. And
the Ryman Auditorium.
The Ryman Auditorium in Nashville.
We played there like 3 or 4 times, and that's, to me, that's just the most exciting
yeah.
place to be.
Yeah.
And it all kind of blends together into the career. One thing leads to another, and one contact leads to another contact, and something else happening. But, there have been just great things happen. Emmy Lou Harris recording one of our songs years ago. That
mm-hmm.
was just unbelievable because we're in the Valley of Virginia. That's where we want to be. And for our name and our music to make it out to these
mm-hmm.
Places and to these people and for them to find something that we wrote from a personal point of view that they would want to record. I mean, we just mentioned
yeah.
Mary Chapin. We
right.
mentioned Emmy Lou. There's, others over the years. And so that's these are always little perks, Tina, that keep us doing what we're doing. It makes us feel like, yes, this is, all,
yeah.
everything is worthwhile then because you're realizing that you are making a difference with your music, that your music's getting out there. And
yeah.
People are taking you seriously as artists, which
mm-hmm.
is what you want, or what we want. But yet we didn't. We never wanted to leave the Valley of Virginia. we wanted our cake and eat it too. So that's great, you know. And then through A Prairie Home again, one of the highlights I would say is making that movie. Wouldn't you say, Linda?
Oh gosh, yeah. Yes. I mean, yeah. You sit and try to think, but yeah. I mean, gosh, how would we ever imagine that we would be in a Robert Altman movie? But it was really fun, and it was everybody was up there and. St. Paul at the Fitzgerald Theater for a month and shooting together. And so, you actually got to have interactions with the big stars. Mr. Altman, who was...
Meryl Streep wanted Linda to teach her how to play the banjo.
She did. Which reminds me, I could come around to this next song that we're going to do and thinking of that very same sort of thing. We had written this song, which is again about a Christmas experience of one of my favorite memories of Christmas as a child. My father's family down in Georgia, again, kind of a hard scrabble little place down there, and we had written this song called "Shotgun Shells on a Christmas Tree," and we were doing the sound check of it. I took it up to Garrison and said we were doing a Hopeful Gospel Quartet thing with him, I think it was Molly O'Brien mm-hmm. was singing
Molly
with
was
us
there. That's right.
At that point, too. And so we were trying to do some quartets. And I said, well, we just wrote this song. What do you think of this? He goes, I love it. Let's do it. So we're doing a sound check on the stage at Town Hall. And Renee Fleming, the fabulous Renee Goddess Fleming. And she's
the
over
opera
on the
star. I mean, there's an opera. Talk about an opera diva.
Oh, man.
There she is.
So she's off to the side. Luckily, I don't know this. She's off to the side. And Town Hall is a very, very tiny little backstage. And as we finished our sound check, you know, I go walking off, and she said, I love that song, and I love the banjo. I have always wanted to learn to play the banjo. I thought to myself, Renee Fleming's voice and a banjo, it couldn't be more perfect, the combo. So I've always thought about Renee Fleming when I sing this song here. Thinking back. On my best Christmas day, I see snow-covered fields of a red Georgia clay. And my grandmother there was hardened and gruff, 'cause she never had more than just enough. I remember hearing her say, there's work to be done even on Christmas Day. And there's no time or money for ribbons and wreaths, for trimming a house with a Christmas tree. We hung shotgun shells on a little scrub pine, red and green and brass that would shine. They still decorate my memory. Shotgun shells on a Christmas tree. Well, my dad just ignored my grandma's decree, and he took me hunting for a Christmas tree. And there in the fields with the rabbits and squirrels were more shotgun shells than I'd seen in the world. We crunched through the snow to a place he knew well. While he picked out a tree, I was picking up shells. I could already see them there in my mind, tied to the tree with pieces of twine. Shotgun shells on a little scrub pine, red and green and brass that would shine. They still decorate my memory. Shotgun shells on a Christmas tree. Well, that house had a tree for the very first time. A Christmas red clay North Georgia pine. And even my grandmother came in to help, and we strung it with 4, 10, and 12 gauge shells. I'd never seen such a smile on her face, and she laughed as we set out the table places. About what a sight it was to see shotgun shells on a Christmas tree. Shotgun
on shells on a little scrub pine. Red and green and brass that would shine. I still decorate thy memory. Shotgun shells on a Christmas tree. Shotgun shells on a little scrub pine. Red and green and brass that would shine. They still decorate my memory. Shotgun shells on a Christmas tree.
Oh, that's a fun one.
Yeah. That's a true one.
I had to keep myself from singing along, though. Oh, I just can. That's a hard one to just have it there. So
you just pipe right in anytime you want. There,
No. Didn't want to ruin it for you. So Robin and Linda Williams live in the WMRA studios. This is the Acoustic Cafe. Today's programming on WMRA is supported by Sam and Jan Showalter, each celebrating their 70th birthday as well as their 50th wedding anniversary this year. They also celebrate and are grateful for their daughters, Cindy and Angela, whose birthday is today.
How wonderful. Well, congratulations to them all. Gosh.
Special day.
Special day.
It is, absolutely.
Well, this would be a good song to do for an old married couple, wouldn't it?
This next one?
This one that we have on our little list.
On the list? I think you're absolutely right for an old married couple. This is a song
written by an old married couple.
Well, we weren't that old when we wrote it, but it's a tune that came about during a snowstorm. I guess in the 90s, sometimes it was a 32-inch snowstorm that we had, and we learned a lesson then that we should have known already. But this is going to snow 32 inches. You're not going to do anything. You just better sit back and enjoy it as much as you can. And so we did, and we had some vinyl. We were listening to some vinyl records that my cousin had given me, one of which was a Miles Davis CD, or actually record. And we had never really listened to Miles Davis that much. And we listened to the record 5 or 6 times in 2 days, just listening to it over and over again.
Yeah.
And really starting to understand why Miles is Miles and why everyone loves Miles. And that was the eye-opening experience for us. But then toward the end of it.
Though, we have to say no, that.
He's no, not.
Sometimes that's a little roadblock. I'll say blowdrock. Roadblock for us. But well, we put him in a country song.
Yeah, well, we did kind of get him into this song here called Together All Alone. We'll see how we do on this. Snow drifting night, I'll get the words, and all the roads are closed, but baby, that's all right, because we've got no place to go. The wind is howling like Miles Davis, gone insane, pounding on the tin roof and the window panes. But I'm not worried about the weather. The weather's gonna do just what it wants. Oh, I'm just glad to be together, together, all alone. Together, all alone. Your mama's got the kids, and so you know they'll be okay. Yeah, and it looks like she's gonna get to keep them now another 2 or 3 more days. Well, the basement's full of wood, so we're gonna stay warm. The kitchen's full of food, so go on and let it storm. 'Cause I'm not worried about the weather.
weather's gonna do just what it wants. Oh, I'm just glad to be together, together all alone. Together all alone. We can go to bed real early.
We can stay in bed real late.
We're gonna get down underneath all those covers, darling.
We're gonna hibernate.
Turn off that television, unplug that telephone. We'll watch those Christmas lights blinking off and on. Pretend this Pabst Blue Ribbon is Dom Perignon, and pray that the snow plows never come, 'cause I'm not worried about the weather. The weather's gonna do just what it wants. Oh, I'm just glad to be together, together all. Together, all alone.
It's just you and me, babe.
Together, all alone.
Oh, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Together, all
There you go.
Yeah. This is the Acoustic Cafe on WMRA. And I'm sure you all get this question all the time. But since you're celebrating 40 years with the new CD, Back 40 and all that, do you have any secrets to how to keep things going? I mean, you've got this partnership of marriage and work and all of that. How do you do it?
Well, it helps that we really like each other. That's for one thing.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. And it also helps that we're never away from each other long enough to actually get in any trouble, you know.
We have no secret lives.
But we have no secret lives. It's just been something that we have fallen into, something that we work at every day. You never can let your guard down on this. You know, we've learned the working process has been a process, you know, that we had to learn how to do. You know, we've changed as we've been into this career. As we started, Linda had never been a professional musician, but I had. And so
I
it was
played
a
played in front of people, but I never made my living doing it.
Well, but I just think in terms of like Linda having to make this switch from having a paycheck come in all the time, you know, to all of a sudden not having a paycheck come in all the time and having to learn to live like that. And for years, you know, we lived 3 or 4 months ahead of the time. You know, we would know what here we are sitting here in the middle of December, and we would know what we were doing in February. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, we didn't. And we lived like that for a long time. But we always had faith in what we were doing. The working relationship, and professionally, Linda wasn't a songwriter when we started. And then she started gradually coming in. And
wanted to be.
Well, yeah. And then
I was trying.
And then that was a long process as she came in, and I had to get used to her, the fact that she had some ideas on this, you know, as mm-hmm. well as me, you know.
Yeah, right.
And we had, that was a learning process to figure out how to make that happen. And I think
it's
one
the great
of the best
compromise.
Things.
It really is. Marriage mm-hmm. is a great compromise. You have to work. Nobody can you can't, you know, as a duet, you have to work with the other person musically. You can't look at yourself as it's all about me. It's mm-hmm. all about us, really. Mm-hmm.
And it's about breaking habits. It's about getting into different habits that you're into. And one of the big things with us that really helped us in terms of our songwriting and working together was back in the early the mid-80s, I guess. And, you know, by this time, we'd been doing this professionally for almost 10 years. Back in the mid-80s, we had to put together a musical. And we had a lot of pressure on us from doing this musical. And mm-hmm. it was going to open down at the Limekiln Theater. It was Stonewall Country. And we knew our neighbors were going to see it. And we wanted it to be good. And we wanted the songs to be good. We didn't want them to come and think, oh, gosh, you know.
Poor Robin and Linda.
Yeah,
how delusional.
Nice try, guys.
Yeah.
And, but we had a lot of pressure. In January, we had no songs. And by the end
May 9th, we had a first rehearsal.
So by May 9th, we had 14. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we had to learn then that we didn't have time for petty little arguments about you know, a line in a song, or we had to get through that. And mm-hmm. what we learned was that if both of us don't like it, then you keep working till you get something that both of you like. Mm-hmm. And it saved us a lot of time and really changed our habits on how we were working together. And mm-hmm. it was really an improvement for us.
Mm-hmm. And now it's just kind of like, this is how we do it. You know, one of us has an idea and we start something and we try to get it to a point where it's, we usually start with the lyrics. I mean, obviously we have some sort of little feel in our head and we try to get it onto, you know, some kind of musical ground as soon as we feel like it's close enough to do that. But we start with lyrics and try to get the lyrics to a point where we can get the other person interested in it and say, oh, well, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we just sort of tag team, you know, work on it alone sometimes on what the other person's done and kind of edit. Mm-hmm. Or Robin will say, I think, you know, I got, when I showed him the beginnings of Shotgun Shells, I remember him saying, Shotgun Shells in a Christmas Tree. I had written sort of like First I Was Born about this, you know, story, this rambling, you know, whole story of this Christmas. And he said, you know, your Shotgun Shells in a Christmas Tree, that's our song right there. Now we just got to hone mm-hmm. that down, you know. Mm-hmm. So you know, yeah. it's sometimes it's easier for someone else to take a look at what you've written and pluck out the good mm-hmm. the good stuff. And of course, the more you do it, the more you learn to do that as well as a writer. And
I would always say one last thing in terms of, because we're talking a lot and there's not much music going on, but in terms of like how to work and what to do as a songwriter and a musician, we learned a lot from Garrison Keillor, because early on we started staying at his house, and we got to see what that here is a guy who was supremely talented, a genius really, but living in his house, we got to see that he never stops working. Mm. You know, he just mm-hmm. works all the time.
He's driven. He's really...
And we don't.
We are not that driven.
We have never.
Nor
worked
are we that much of a genius.
We have never worked
any
as hard.
Genius.
We've never worked as hard as he works, because there are times when we just want to get away from it, which he does not. But it's here was a guy, and he was taking his career this seriously. He was doing this seriously. Then it really was a lesson for us that mm-hmm. here we are with an opportunity that and a dream that we want to have a life in music. But if we are going to have a life in music, then we got to take it seriously.
And take some work.
And work at it every day. So that's what we do. This last record we came out, here's another song from the Back 40 CD. It was we recorded 14 songs, 11 of them which were ours. The other three are from songwriting heroes. And these are people that when we were first starting out and wanting to become songwriters, these are people that we would go to and look at these songs and think, what is it about these songs that makes us want to sing them? Mm-hmm. And so on this CD, we recorded two songs by our songwriting heroes that two songs that we have never recorded by
other people.
Two songs by songwriting heroes mm-hmm. whose material we have never recorded and 23 records.
Gotcha.
Yes.
I see where you're going now.
Yeah.
Usually I didn't read your mind.
Yeah. Here's a Joni Mitchell song.
Apropos of the Day, written by her as a 23-year-old woman from Saskatchewan. Woke today and found the frost perched on the ground. It hovered in a frozen sky and gobbled summer down. And when the sun turns traitor cold, and all the trees are shivering in a naked row. I get the urge for going, but I never seem to go. I had a man in summertime, he had summer colored skin, and not another girl in town my darling's heart could win. But when the leaves fell on the ground and bully winds pushed them face down in the snow, he got the urge for going, and I had to let him go. He got the urge for going when the meadow grass was turning brown and summertime was falling down and winter was closing in. Now the warriors of winter, they give a cold, triumphant shout, and all that stays is dying now, and all that lives is getting out. See the geese in chevron flight, flapping and racing on before the snow. They got the urge for going, and they got the wings to go. So I'll ply the fire with kindling and pull the blankets to my chin. I'll lock the vagrant winter out and bolt my wandering in. I'd like to call back summertime and have her stay for just another month or so. But she got the urge for going, so I guess she'll have to go. She got the urge for going when the meadow grass was turning brown and summertime was falling down and winter was closing in. And I get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown and summertime is falling down and winter's closing in. And winter's closing in.
Joni Mitchell's Urge for Going. It's recorded on the latest CD of Robin and Linda Williams called Back 40. So three songs are cover songs, and the rest of them are originals, and mostly songs that you all have revisited.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And
you want to do Dixie now? That would make sense. You want to do that?
We can do that if you want to, yeah.
I've got to retune. I'm asking because the banjo player who has to retune.
We could do a Hank Williams song.
Okay, all right.
And that way
we wouldn't have to retune again.
Yeah.
You're right.
But here, yeah.
You're so smart.
And I think actually this would stay within the context of what Tina was just bringing up. Here's another song. It's a Hank Williams song from the CD, and it's another one of our songwriting heroes. And we've always known Hank songs. We've always done them. And I would just like to mention, I'm digressing here, that We're going to be in Harrisonburg at the Court Square Theater on the 28th of December doing a whole bunch of Hank songs.
With a bunch of other people.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But it'll be the 17th year that we've gone out and done Hank Williams songs in between Christmas and, and New Year's. And Mark Shass will be here, Kathy Fink and Marcy Marks.
Claire
Lynch will be here this year.
A new addition this year.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. And
Ricky Simpkins.
Yep. Anybody else I'm leaving?
Jim Watson, our bass player, will be with us.
Yep. So it'll be it's a great night. It's a great show. All the performers love being there and doing that. And so we recommend people checking it out. But this, back to your original question about songs from that we were revisiting, it was a lot of fun to do. I tell you what we'll do is we'll do this song, Linda. Is that okay with you? And then we'll go back to one of those songs that we revisited.
We will. Song from one of our very first records.
Yeah.
This is a great song, though. I've always loved this song. And it's so good for the banjo.
Yeah, for the old-time
I just can hardly
banjo.
Play the guitar anymore. I love playing the banjo so much. And everything sounds better on the banjo.
As we say, Linda gets to lay the thumb to it on this one.
One, two, three. Sang him like Hank.
Robin and Linda Williams doing a little Hank Williams, and I'm glad you mentioned the tribute, the annual tribute that comes up. It is December 28th at Court Square Theater in Harrisonburg.
Yeah.
And it's always such a good night of music and fun, and it is obvious that everyone that participates is just.
And the audience
a
has a big time.
They're out there, because we
sing a lot of the hits so people can sing along, but then we do a little obscure ones too. It's a good mix, and everybody is having such a good time.
One of the most memorable things that happened to me happened at the Court Square Theater when there was this woman who came up, and she said she saw Hank Williams. She was an ancient woman, you know. She had to have probably been, but she'd seen Hank. He came and played at Natural Chimneys. At a show there back,
in the
early 50s, I guess, or something like that.
Yeah.
And so that just sold her, and she's lived her whole life, you know, under the spell of Hank Williams' music, you know. And so she came out to see our show and really enjoyed it. It's a wonderful show. I tell you, Tom Paxton came to see it, the show, one time. And, you know, this guy is no slouch when it comes to writing songs. You know, he's written such great tunes as Last Thing on My Mind and Ramblin' Boy, Bottle of Wine. Yeah. Just, you know, all these songs. And he came to the show, and after the show, he came up to us and he said, you know, it's really amazing what good material will do for a show. And good. Hank Williams songs, nothing but Hank songs. You can't go wrong.
That's right.
No. All right, we'll get in tune here. Let's see. Just coming up on the 81 here, driving up down below Stanton, dealing with the truck drivers, and we had the idea we might do this song here. This is one of those songs that we were talking about earlier, songs that we went back and revisited. It was originally recorded for a small label in Southwest Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, actually, June Apple Records. And this song is called Dixie Highway Sign, and we actually named that record Dixie Highway Sign. We sang it every night for a good many years, but then I guess toward the middle 80s or whatever, it just disappeared and hadn't been around since. So again, it was one of those songs that we were glad we could go back and find. And we updated it slightly. We in tune?
Key of C, right?
Key of C, yeah.
There we are.
Yeah, miracles.
Miracle. Older musician sometimes gets confused.
So what were we doing when we wrote this? Oh, driving around Chicago.
Driving around Chicago, and we've been gone a long time, and we're homesick and wanting to come home so bad. And still, you know, it's a long way away, 700 some miles from Chicago. And I don't know if we were heading home or just driving around there. It seems like we drove around Chicago every other day on that trip. But we were coming around the south side, and we saw the Dixie Highway, sign for the Dixie Highway. And we said, oh, man, what's the Dixie Highway doing up here? Let's get on it and go home. And so we thought, well, and it was, you know, Chicago's always a mess. It's traffic is a mess. And this was back in the 70s, and so it wasn't.
Even worse now.
They have more lanes, and there's more of a mess now. So, but
anyhow, it's a truck driver song, going out to the truck drivers on 81.
Going out to them. One, two, three, four.
Well, the white lines are rolling, and Illinois is tolling. I'm logging in some miles. A cobra squawking, and the garment's talking at me every little while. Heading down and round the old Chi-town, Wisconsin's just behind. Hauling the load to Ohio, and I ain't wasting time. But I'm surprised to find that Dixie Highway sign, 'cause Dixie's such a long way down the line. Long ago, but not forgotten, stripping my way down rows of cotton, memories that glisten and shine. When my eyes fell on that Dixie Highway sign. Oh, well, the potholes are bumping and the black tar's thumping underneath my tires. The traffic's weaving and the brakes are squealing and the cement's hot as fire. I see a blue light beaming, hear a siren screaming, some poor fools hit hard times. I'm here to say I wouldn't trade his troubles for all of mine. Oh, but I'm surprised to find that Dixie Highway sign, 'cause Dixie's such a long way down the line. Long ago, but not forgotten, stripping my way down rows of cotton, memories that glisten and shine. When my eyes fell on that Dixie Highway sign. Thank you.
I just slammed the door on 294. I'm eastbound now on 80. Checking my mirrors, get off of my rear. Tailgaters drive me crazy. Oh, well, the road work is up around the bend, and the lanes are open wide. A late sun glowing and a tailwind blowing. Lord, I'm bound to ride. But I'm surprised to find that Dixie Highway sign, 'cause Dixie's such a long way down the line. Long ago, but not forgotten, stripping my way down rows of cotton, memories that glisten and shine. When my eyes fell on that Dixie Highway sign. Long ago, but not forgotten, stripping my way down rows of cotton, memories that glisten and shine. When my eyes fell on that Dixie Highway sign.
Turn.
Coming up. Right here.
Oh, that's a fun one.
Like it was yesterday.
I understand why you all picked that one back up. That's, yeah. Yeah. That's great.
It was really fun going back and seeing what we had written, you know, 35 years ago or whatever,
yeah.
And finding and having the confidence to think, well, gosh, that was still... Sounds good.
Right,
you know,
right.
Makes you think what Bob Dylan.
And that one had never made
it
onto anything, but it was only on an LP.
That's right.
One of the big records with the little hole in the music on both sides.
That's right.
Mama, Daddy, it's got music on both sides.
we're getting close to the end of an hour here. We got time for a couple more?
Sure, yeah. It is completely up to you all.
Thank you.
I am enjoying this, so as long as you're feeling
good.
Well,
we hope the people out there in Radio Land are enjoying it, too. We are rattling on a lot sometimes.
Yeah.
But this is a song. We wanted to do this song, even though it's not from the Christmas record or from our newest record, but it's the title song of the record before that. and it's, I guess it would be our penultimate record, the one before.
Oh,
the,
look at you.
The last one. My crossword puzzle is coming into play.
You can tell you hang around with Garrison some.
But we were...
using those big words.
When we were first living in the Valley, Robin had lived here when he was a kid. And that's why we came back, a year after we were married. We moved here on our first wedding anniversary, 1974. And we lived in an old... We had bought 23 acres and an old, just fallen down house that we thought we'd somehow figure out how to fix. And we had the terrific neighbors that lived down in this little holler near us, Hayti, the holler of Hayti, as in H-A-Y-T-I-E, tie your hay. And Jake and Lala Rao, they were terrific old people. And they
used to go berry picking with them, didn't you, with Lila?
Yeah, mm-hmm. they were just really much, much more rooted in the, you know, 1800s than they were, especially the 1970s. They bartered their way through life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't read, didn't write, didn't have running water, didn't want running water. And
well, they did want water, they just hadn't gotten it in.
Hadn't
there.
Gotten in the house yet.
Yeah.
They weren't all upset about it or anything.
No, they just lived.
But they were terrific people, and we just learned so much from them. And I was out berry picking with Lila one afternoon, and we live up close to the Alleghenies. We look out onto the Alleghenies still. I'm trying to talk in tune, and I can't. And anyway, but I was out berry picking with Lila, and we look over at the hills, and she says, "I love those old hills, Linda. They give your eyes a place to rest." And I thought to myself, it just sent chills up my spine. It still does. And I thought, one day I'm going to put that song, I'm going to steal that line. And if I can get it's in tune with you. We'll sing you These Old Dark Hills about the Alleghenies. One, two, three, four.
When day is done and the work is through, I seek the old familiar view, those faithful comrades confidence of stone. Truer friends I've never known. These old dark hills on which sore eyes can rest. These old dark hills, ridge after ridge to the west. I hear a wind from a distant time, blowing lonesome through the pines, from when the ancient wilderness was free of uninvited guests. These old dark hills on which sore eyes can rest. These old dark hills, ridge after ridge to the west. Father of the timber and the coal, mother to the music of my soul, sister to the quiet and serene, brother to the land of broken dreams. Oh, their grace and majesty speak silently to me and hold my gaze lovingly. How I ever long to see these old dark hills on which sore eyes can rest. These old dark hills, ridge after ridge to the west, ridge after ridge to the west.
Enjoying an afternoon of music with Robin and Linda Williams on the Acoustic Cafe. This is your source for NPR News and NPR Talk, WMRA Harrisonburg 90.7, WMRY Crozet Charlottesville 103.5, WMRL Lexington 89.9, WMLU Farmville 91.3, and Winchester 94.5.
Tina, that's really impressive that you can do that by memory so well. Good for you.
I've been doing it for a little while, yes. A few years now.
It's very impressive, very impressive. We've had a great time. Thank you very much for having us up here.
Oh, I'm so glad you all could come. We need to do this more often,
okay,
I think.
Okay, let's do it.
So.
Let's
okay.
do it.
No,
we'd love to.
If you want
that.
To, we will.
We got
okay.
a lot more songs. And it's kind of fun to play. You know, we usually, for the last several years, we've... decades, last couple of decades.
Last
we've played with a band.
Years, yeah.
And that's, you know, we're in our, in, you know, getting, as we say, we're not getting any younger, but we're still getting older. So that's good. But we are, you know, we're starting to kind of simple up a little bit and doing some duet shows. And it's really fun.
Yeah.
It's really fun to get back to where we started, although I love playing with a band too. The best of both worlds. But this was the title of our Christmas record. We thought we'd leave with a Christmas song.
Yeah, yeah.
That your uncle kind of had a.
Yeah, my uncle had a
little
poem,
inspiration.
Had a poem that he had written at one point in time, and so Linda and I, it wasn't set up for to be a song, but Linda and I worked at it, and turned it around a little bit, and then made it into a song.
Actually, it's hardly recognizable, but
yeah,
the spirit was there. Your Uncle
Well,
Dave.
It wouldn't have been. It wouldn't have, you know. We didn't give him songwriting credits.
We didn't give him songwriting.
No, but it would have. But we're. But it would have. Wouldn't have been. Wouldn't have come around without his. Without his poem, it gave us. It set us on a way to go, and that was. That was the main thing. Just where you. That's what. That's the thing about songwriting. Always keeping your eyes and ears open and trying to figure out which way to go with some, with material, and that's what happened with this one. Are you ready? I think you're ready.
I'm just making it worse.
Even with that tuner there, you're having trouble tuning by sight.
The banjo defies tuning.
And then your eyes are going too, so that makes it a little hard.
That'll work. Thank you so much, Tina, for having us.
Really.
It's just great to be here with you. This is our NPR station, and we do listen to it, and we do
every day
appreciate all that goes on here for us in the Valley. We had a little ladies' night the other night, and we talked with the three folks at the very end. That's what we talked about, was WMRA,
yeah.
And how, you know, what it means. And even when, you know, it means more all the time for your listener support. And my friend said to me, you know, this time I could only afford $25, but I had just given, and she said, and I made sure I gave when there was a challenge, so that my 25 became more.
Right,
you
right.
know, but you know, the station means a whole lot to the folks out there, and we thank you all for all your efforts and keeping on,
spreading the light. Good beat.
Works for me, babe.
Upon a lowly stable crib, a star shone from the east, where lay the first Christmas gift amongst the humble beasts. Angels' voices clear rang both far and near, and first proclaimed the baby's name, the gentle Prince of Peace. The first Christmas gift, God's presentation, the everlasting miracle for all the nations. Hope eternal ever lives in the first Christmas gift. God gave the first Christmas gift and performed a wondrous thing. For our truest wonder wish, he sent the infant king to be redeemed from shame. For us this baby came, his life to give, that we might live and heaven's mercy sing. The first Christmas gift, God's presentation, the everlasting miracle for all the nations. Hope eternal ever lives in the first Christmas gift. Crowded days on hurried shopping trips, as we credit card our way down our yuletide list, let open-hearted offerings celebrate the King of Kings, the Fount of Love sent from above, the first Christmas gift. The first Christmas gift, God's presentation, the everlasting miracle for all the nations. Hope eternal ever lives in
first Christmas. Oh, be turned. First Christmas, hope eternal ever lives in the first Christmas gift.
Perfect song to end on that. The title song to your holiday recording came out a couple of years ago, right. The First Christmas Gift. New CD, you all just keep going and going. New CD is called Back 40, and the Hank Williams Tribute Show coming up on December 28th. So thanks so much for coming up, telling us stories, sharing your music with us.
Well, Tina, thank you. It's been a great day. Thank you for doing all you do to keep the music flowing, and thank you, WMRA. You know, we've been listening to it for years, and back in the early days when they had, you know, country afternoon every afternoon, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. and we listened to that then. It was so important to us then, and it still is. So thank you. Thanks to everybody at WMRA. We appreciate it.
All right. Well,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And glad you all are getting to spend your holidays here in the Shenandoah Valley.
So. We are too.
Well, this is the Acoustic Cafe on WMRA. The music continues until 3 o'clock this afternoon.